Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi. Oh, it's Friday. Oh, hold on. So, for a half second there, I thought, I hope this is the bleeped version.
You're doing a great job.
Is it loud enough?
Sounds perfect.
All right. Great. Have a great Friday. You wonderful, wonderful people.
I mean, she is. She can't believe what a good person she is.
Okay. See
which you how that could ever come out of that lady's mouth in the same string of absolute. It's just despicable. It's just beyond belief.
Yeah. She's something, that's for sure. And yep. So is Friday. Hooray, have a great Friday. If she hadn't said have a great Friday, you mother father, she would have just faded off into obscurity.
I don't know about that.
It's just that we get to use it all the time. It's so good. All right, hi. All this week and heading forward into the other weeks, you got to get the Odyssey app and you got to listen to it. If you give us an hour of listening a day, you get a free Odyssey app, you log in, you listen to Alice at 97.3 for a cumulative minimum of 60 minutes. You can have it on for a few minutes in the morning, maybe listen a little at lunchtime. Just get a full hour in there, and that's a daily entry for your chance to win $1,000 in this national contest. We have $100,000 to give away. We're doing it five $1,000 winners per day. You want your $1,000? $1,000, all right, man.
Yeah, give me my money.
Yeah, well. Listen to the Alice on the Odyssey app.
All right.
Odyssey. AUDACY.
I mean, you could just write me a check now and it would, and we'll call it even.
You talking to me? Oh my God.
I don't see anybody else.
Yeah, I don't have a checkbook, dude. Oh. You're the only one with a checkbook on this show. I'll write you a check.
You're a liar. Hilarious. You have a checkbook.
I mean, somewhere probably.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm certainly not carrying it with me. It's definitely dusty. Okay, I'm going to start with... Oh, by the way, I'm going to tell you...
I have a checkbook, dude.
I don't have a checkbook, please.
Dude.
Yeah, dude. Punk. Turkey. So new in theaters this weekend.
Yes.
And all of these trailers, I've got a bunch of shows and movies and stuff, and I put a lot of the trailers up for you at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's a lovely resource. You're looking at it, you're like, oh, what are they? They were talking about some movie. It sounded really good. Let me see what that was. Go to the Facebook page. It's right there. So new in theaters is Harold and the Purple Crayon, which we talked about this a few months ago, Vin. This book, let's see, the book was written in 1955, and I had it, and I got it when I had kids and read it to them, and it's just about this kid and whatever he draws with his purple crayon. He's able to, it comes to life. It happens for him.
Oh.
It's just a picture book. So in this movie, that kid, Harold, has grown up in the fake world that he lives in. And now he's drawn himself a portal into reality is what it looks like. And I think some of his friends who are also in the book with him seem to have accompanied him.
It sounds neat.
It looks neat, too. I watched the whole trailer this morning and I thought, well, and it is a kid's movie. It's PG, not even PG-13. It's a PG movie. It's an adaptation or sort of a build upon of the 1955 children's book. It stars Zachary Levi as Harold. I couldn't really pick him out from anything
either.
Else I've seen. He's got this magic purple crayon. It can make anything he draws come to life. And now that he's grown up, he uses it to leave the storybook and visit the real world. Zooey Deschanel's in this.
If you're looking and if you haven't seen If yet, and you're looking for a good kid movie, maybe not
stands
little,
for imaginary friends.
Yeah, it's maybe not little kids because right. They might not get what the. But well, then again, the characters are all cool, so it might be fun either way. But it's a really good movie,
and that's a mix of live action and animation.
And you will cry.
Oh,
you will.
I think I'll skip that.
It's
one.
A really good story.
Trap is also out. I have a little bit more information. We talked about this one. I can't remember when.
Josh Hartnett, right?
Yeah, exactly. How do you remember it? That's funny.
because you told me all about it and I sat here and listened to you.
Yeah, just to, you know, that's not always necessarily the thing that will make you remember it. So Josh Hartnett, so in this, what we had heard was that this was something about a serial killer that they'd put a whole rock concert together in order to catch this guy. Mm. And it seemed like Josh Hartnett was just a guy who was bringing his daughter. No, he's the serial killer. So sorry about it. Hopefully they reveal that really early because it's right here in the first sentence of the synopsis that I'm looking at. Josh Hartnett plays a serial killer trying to bond with his teenage daughter. It's hard for all dads, you know. You try being a serial killer and bonding with your teenage daughter. So he takes her to this concert and he realizes that the cops are using it as an elaborate trap for him. So he stirs up chaos while trying to figure out a way to escape and get away with at least one more kill. I mean... It's written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. Oh, that's why we were talking about it, because you never know with his movies.
You said his daughter's in it too, right?
She plays the artist that they go to see. Mm. So her name is Saleika Shyamalan, and she plays Lady Raven. She's the pop star whose concert they're attending. And she actually wrote 14 songs for the movie, and she's got an album now called Lady Raven by Saleika.
Oh.
So, and it's cool. It looks neat. The cast also includes, Kid Cudi's one of the other performers. Hayley Mills, who starred in the original Parent Trap, like in the middle of the last century.
Oh.
And she's going to be the FBI profiler setting the trap. Sounds likely. Anyway, Trap is what it's called. It is PG-13. It is an M. Night movie. They're either home runs out of the park or like there's no in between. There's no like, oh, that was pretty good. Like The Village, I think about that movie all the time. The Sixth Sense. That's a great movie. Signs, great movie. The Happening, not so much.
Well, you know.
Anyway, yeah, sure. Right.
They all can't be hits.
Yeah. My kids are so mad at him because of The Last Airbender. He did it's the Avatar, The Last Airbender. He did a live action of that, and they're just like,
TV show.
No, he did a movie version of it, of the TV cartoon. And it was not well received in the Avatar, The Last Airbender community, Finny. Not that we went to any meetings or anything. I just heard. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you want Olympics? You got them. All the stuff, the Kevin Hart, Kenan Thompson Olympic highlight shows on all three nights, all day, every day, all the coverage of the Olympics. If you want it, it's there for you. Tonight on Netflix, there's a SpongeBob movie.
Oh.
It's called Saving Bikini Bottom, the Sandy Cheeks movie. She's the squirrel. So for some reason, there's a squirrel that lives like she's got like a sea helmet on. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a cartoon. You don't have to like question, how is she not running out of air? That's weird. Just as long as she's got that magic helmet on, she's fine. So Saving Bikini Bottom, the Sandy Cheeks movie. Are your kids into SpongeBob?
Not as much as I am.
Oh. You know, they always have music in these two.
Let me tell you something.
Yes,
you told me this a long time ago and I went, okay, whatever. You know, like, you know, it's not a big enough survey sample to really know if that's how it is.
Right.
YouTube.
Oh.
It's YouTube. That's what they want to watch. They don't want to watch anything else. Every show, an actual show that people, high-paid writers and talent put energy into, and they're like, no, I want to watch that family that records their phony adventures in their backyard, and that's what they want to watch. Or this girl who orders clothes from Amazon and then puts them on and reviews them. I want to watch that.
That's depressing.
Why? Because it's better than anything on TV.
What? You should try some stuff on TV.
Now, what I will give YouTube in this scenario is, because I don't want to play with dolls.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of videos for my youngest daughter that are just people playing with dolls.
Oh.
And she watches those.
Oh.
And it's just the doll walks up to one doll and the other doll, hey, you want to, okay, let's go.
And then the scene is set for whatever their adventure is.
I see. Like, you just go, okay, well, better them than me. Yes, you can have 10 minutes on the screen. No problem.
Mm.
Watch the video.
What a weird thing that the world of entertainment has become. It really does not seem to matter how much money you put into anything anymore. My son will sit and watch travel videos all day long.
Well, now we've got a bigger sample size. YouTube seems to have figured out how to entertain the next generation, and they've seen other stuff. So it's not like I haven't shown them a Pixar movie. They see a Pixar movie, they go, that's great. Good.
I don't have 2 hours to sit and watch that. I just want to watch 25-minute videos.
Right. Yep.
And if I guess they're not there yet. They don't have their own phones, that kind of thing. But like if I say to my son, I'll hear him and he's sort of giggling at something. I'm like, oh, what are you watching? He goes, oh, I'm watching this guy. He's walking around Tokyo. And he just goes, boo, boo, boo. And it appears on the big screen TV in front of us.
Oh, to share with you.
He's just like, yeah. And then, of course, I get sucked into it. And I'm like, why am I watching this? I just want to be with my son.
That's
I'm
why.
I'm going to put up with it, I guess.
Uh-huh.
All right. So anyway, I don't know how we got here, but Saving Bikini Bottom, the Sandy Cheeks movie, is tonight on Netflix. Or actually, I'm sure it's streaming right now. Let your kid watch it for breakfast. Friday on Hulu, the streaming premiere of Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I'm psyched for. I've really enjoyed this series with Caesar the Ape, and they've been pretty good. Sunday on the CW, and the Miss USA pageant. It's pageant season, apparently.
Okay.
Sunday on HBO, the second season finale of House of the Dragon. I haven't pressed play on that yet.
At all.
Well, there's been a lot. I'm in the middle of The Boys. Big Brother's on. Big Brother is crazy this year.
Oh, you're liking it.
Kind of.
Why won't you tell us anything then?
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Okay.
There's a chick on there named Angela.
Hi, Angela.
She's like 51.
Okay.
So she's the older lady. And she was off the rails. She's the one. Remember this came up last week? That there was this lady who went crazy on a guy she named Crazy Eyes.
Uh-huh.
She's just unhinged. She's so, I don't know who she is in her real life, but she's so paranoid and so volatile and so untrustworthy.
Mm.
Like you can't tell her anything because she'll just spout it to the whole house.
Well,
like she and
learn
she's
your lesson,
so emotional.
Fool.
She's so emotional. Like there was this whole thing on Wednesday night's thing where I mean, something that she said definitely was misunderstood.
By the whole house?
No, no.
Oh.
This one guy that she has like a final two, even though she did totally blow up his game the week before, he goes, I'm like Tokyo. I'm a little Tokyo and I've got all my little alliances and all my machinations. And she's like Godzilla and she's coming in to wreck everything.
Oh.
And she said to him, that's the group. And he thought that, and it's, and by the way, it's like the four people of color in the house sitting in a circle outside. And she wants to join them. She wants the two of them to join that group. And he says, but she just says, that's the group. And he goes, he's got friends in that group. He goes, it's like you guys are the ones to watch out for. So that it becomes this huge misunderstanding that ends in tears and uncomfortableness and like people feeling like they're being called a racist. Like it's it was such an S show on Wednesday night. I was like, I actually can't tell in my own heart. Do I want her to stay because she's such a nightmare or do I want her out? It's just.
Well, what do you want?
I don't know.
Well, make a guess.
Well, I don't like her as a person, so I guess I want her out. But man, if I was in that game, I'd be like, I'm keeping her. She's a shield and she is drawing all the laser pointer eyes. Like you keep her and you get rid of the strong guy that's sitting next to her. Anyway, things that are on TV, blah, blah, blah. Here we go. I got a couple things from the Olympics. First of all, when Simone Biles won her sixth gold medal yesterday, she did it in front of Kendall Jenner, Martha Stewart, Steph Curry, Devin Booker. I don't know who that is. Tony Hawk.
Devin Booker is a basketball player.
Okay. Well, that makes sense that they grouped him with Steph Curry. Seth Rogen, Bill Gates. How hard is it? Because she is actually a superstar in her own right. Like she's a celebrity. And maybe more so in an Olympic year and as we're getting warmed up towards this, but she's certainly got her place in history. But is it harder to perform in front of an audience where you know there are luminaries and celebrities than it is to just perform in front of, or is it all just, it goes away? You're at Olympic level.
I would like to believe for Simone Biles specifically, it didn't matter. It didn't change a thing about what she was going to go out there and do. If it was her first Olympics and she was still dealing with certain types of experiences, like meeting a celebrity for the first time, and right. that, because while celebrities are just people, I know that sounds profound, but you know,
turns out
you also can be in a room where there's a celebrity and there's a buzz around that person, and yep. you absolutely
the air
are
is sucked out of the room.
Yeah, you sort of look around and you'll like, we've had people here in the studio where all of a sudden in the hall,
there just seem to be so
a
many
crowd
people.
Crowd gathering and the
trying to be cool. They're trying to be cool. They're like gathered together and like, oh, no, I'm just looking up. I just happen to stop here looking at my phone.
And so I could see where someone young who's out on the mat for the, you know, their first
yeah.
Olympics might feel like, I'm distracted by this. But by now, she's got to be laser focused. She knows how to do
she would have to be.
What she does.
Well, and congrats to her because she did win her sixth gold yesterday. So I think she's won, this is her first one of this series, right? Oh no, I think the whole team won too. So that, mm-hmm. so that adds too. By the way, up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I put that Olympic medal count table and I pinned it right up at the top. It's really interesting because you see how many we've won. And then as you click them, you can get, there's little drop downs that tell you who won it and for what event. And there's links to other stuff. It's really cool. Because we actually popped from 7th to 2nd place in the golds yesterday, but we still lead. We're ahead by, I think, 10.
Go America.
Team USA. America. F yeah. Do you remember a few months ago, Vinny, somebody got footage of Tom Cruise at the Hollywood sign?
I do not remember this.
So because it was sort of a non-story. There was a lot of like, what's he doing at the Hollywood sign?
Tom Cruise.
And he was sort of climbing on it and it was, but there was nothing ever said and that was it. It was a blip and we talked about it briefly, like, what's he doing up there? So it turns out.
It's got to be for a movie.
It's for the Olympics.
Oh.
He is doing this epic stunt to close the Paris Olympics and then move them to L.A.
Oh, because next time is in L.A. That's right. Great.
So it's really neat. There's a lot to this right here, but they say Tom is the one who wanted to do it. He laid out how he wants the whole stunt to go. And clearly he did this a long time ago because in March is when he actually did the filming. And he parachuted down to the Hollywood sign and somehow stuck the landing there and then was climbing. And nobody got that part on video. Like no one, people saw, oh, that's Tom Cruise, and they captured that, but they somehow didn't get him parachuting down.
Oh, you mean random people didn't get it?
Whoever had taken, right.
Got it.
His team, I'm sure, did capture
the
entire thing.
Yes, okay. I was going to say, why would you, I'm not jumping from a plane if you're not going to video the thing.
And they sort of, I guess the team is alluding to them sort of expecting someone to have started the speculation about this because they expected people to have seen. Nobody saw it. Nobody knew that he parachuted it in. So he engineered this stunt. It closes out the Paris Olympics, the closing ceremonies, and then we'll pass the flag to Los Angeles for the 2028 games. It looks like he is going to rappel down from the top of Stade de France. I don't know how to say that, but it's a giant stadium in France, Francais. Mm. And he will land on the stadium field and be carrying the official Olympic flag. Then the TV broadcast will cut to a previously recorded film, and the first 2 minutes shows Tom's journey on an airplane flying with the Olympic flag from France to Los Angeles, where he then skydives down to the Hollywood sign. The Hollywood sign stunt was filmed on a Saturday morning back in March, and it looks like nobody ever connected the dots. Nobody realized that he'd parachuted down there because he did parachute down. So it's just no one caught him in the air.
Well, only I mean, you don't. Yeah, you probably don't. Why would you think it's Tom Cruise? You wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't. It's just somebody up in the air.
And you don't even know. Like, I remember I was near some parachutes and they're noisy when they get close. The
flapping.
There's a lot of noise, actually, but not until they get close. So you wouldn't really pick it up. Besides, everybody in L.A. is looking in a mirror. So
that's true. They are not looking up into the sky unless it's somehow reflected behind them. So another quick little Olympic thing here. I like Flava Flav and Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian.
What?
Isn't he married to one of the Venus and Serena sisters?
He might be Serena's husband.
Yeah. That feels like I know
What's
that
name. What's his
name? Alexis Ohanian. I think he's comes Serena's right husband.
American internet entrepreneur.
Did I pick and that?
Yes, you got it right.
Anyway, the two of them, Flava Flav and Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian, stepping up to pay the rent for the U.S. discus thrower, her name is Veronica Fraley. They're going to pay her rent for the rest of the year. She did not even have enough to cover this month.
You know what's bothering me about this? As great as I'm enjoying, you know, Flava Flav stepping in, and I've been enjoying, but come on. On corporations, you're just gonna stand by and let individual celebrities step up and foot the bill for things when you could easily put a Tide logo on the house that this person lives in and cover it for 3 years.
Or the Olympic Committee could have a certain amount of money that every athlete gets to cover their baseline bills while they're away and traveling and training. And being a part of Team USA. Are we on the team or not? No matter which sport you're on, your basic needs should be met. You're representing us. We don't want you to come home to your eviction notice.
Yeah, that is.
I don't want you to.
That's ridiculous.
It seems like there's some broken missing piece in this whole thing.
Well, some sports are fringy, and that's why, you know, Flav stepped in when he saw the water polo post. That was just Instagram stuff. Right. That suddenly turns into this whole thing, and now he's in France, and he's meeting the what do they call that? What's that string of letters that are for the first lady? It's like the F. Hold on, you don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
No,
they referred to the first lady as this like F L O. UA or something like that. It's First Lady of the United States of America or something like that. But I saw it written in never mind.
This First is taken Lady of
way too
Flota.
Long. Something like that. That's FLOTUS or something like that. Yeah. It was one of those
First
things
lady
where I was
of
like,
the FLOTUS.
And there he
like
is,
POTUS
hugging
FLOTUS.
The First Lady. And you're just like, man,
Dr. Jill,
he shouldn't have to jump in, but I'm glad he did.
Yeah, I know he shouldn't have to, though. I mean, really, in the grand scheme of the Olympics, somebody's rent's a drop in the bucket. Like, really, these people should be paid for their participation.
By the way,
in my humble opinion,
is it ironic that his band name is Public Enemy,
and yet here he is?
It's really,
he's like Robin Hood.
Like, sheesh.
And I'll leave you with this final thing, because of course there's a pin, an Olympic pin that you can buy. There's all kinds of little commemorative pins, and one of them is Snoop Dogg blowing Olympic smoke rings. You got to come and see this thing.
Oh.
It's like a pin you'd put on your jacket lapel or on your hat. It's a tiny little pin. It's a guy.
Oh, I love
Snoop
it.
Snoop Dogg. And then the rings that he's blowing, the smoke rings he's blowing, are in the colors of the Olympic.
Oh, that lady needs a manicure, doesn't she?
She really does. She got a very chipped nail. You'd think she'd hand that to someone who had a fresh paint job on her nails. It's really funny. You know what? I'll put that up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page too.
That's what I was saying the other day, though, is he farms this, you know, doobie weed stoner thing, but he actually works more than most people. Like, you know, he's second to Ryan Seacrest in how many jobs the guy has.
Right. Oh my God. He really is a busy person. Some people need to be busy all the time, Vin. It's just the way it is. All right, what's coming up in the news?
I teased you with a parking debate earlier and never got to the story. So we'll start with that and more after these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday. Let it wash over you. Friday is so beautiful. So is the Odyssey app, of course. The Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
Our amazing free Odyssey app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show. And you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day, home, car, anywhere you are. We're there too. Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Find great food and a friendly atmosphere at Jack's Restaurant and Bar for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Locations in Pleasant Hill, Newark, San Jose, San Bruno, and San Mateo. Visit ilovejax.com to order online or for pickup. That's ilovejax.com. Here's what's happening. We are overcast or clouded in the city this morning, and probably most places in the Bay are. Some will clear, some won't, but should be a hot summer day, again, in the 80s and even into 90.
You got a weekend outlook kind of more of the same? I would love to have a nice warm weekend.
I will look it up later.
Okay, that would be great. I love a hot
I mean, I can
weekend.
Look it up now, but then that's going to
be... Summer.
Get you.
It's all right. Don't worry about it, Vim.
I am, today, we're meeting a painter.
Oh.
The house has to be painted.
Oh, is it starting to chip and flake?
Well, it's beyond started.
Mm.
But we're at that place now where we've stayed in one spot long enough where things are needing work. You know, of course.
You've done some work in there,
too. The fence was down when we bought the house, so right. That was the first thing. But
that feels like only yesterday.
It's not. But when I got the estimate for the air conditioning, as you've mentioned,
yes,
and I
sure.
went, we still have to paint the house and do like five other things. So that's on the back burner now until we get some estimates.
Right.
I don't know what it costs to paint a house. I've never painted a house.
Oh.
So I've never.
It depends on how big the house is. You have a two-story too, so that's going to be,
big.
It'll be more.
It's going to be, well, I don't know what it's going to be.
I don't know.
So I really am going into this completely blind. Like, what does it cost to paint the entire outside of a two-story house?
Yeah, I don't know. I wonder if you have to do like all different colors too, like all the trims got to be done underneath the eaves and
course.
Stuff.
Yep.
And the top floor maybe a little different from the bottom floor. Boy, that's a lot. It's a lot of picking.
So anyway,
Christina's doing all that, right? She'll pick all that stuff, all the colors. Or are you going to be like,
our HOA has a package that you have to stick to.
These are the only ones you can
choose. These are
your
options.
Oh, that's helpful.
It is helpful.
Now you don't have to worry about making the wrong choice.
Well, she still is very involved.
I'm sure that's concerned.
But I'm not worried about the colors. I'm just worried about getting a price. And then I can deal with like, well, maybe we can do air and a few other things.
It's pretty expensive to get a nice paint job.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah. Does the HOA also have like a couple of painting contractors that they like
no.
you to use? Or so
nope.
you can get whoever you want.
That's why I'm taking a meeting today.
Well, that'll be fun.
Oh, fun is exactly what I had in mind. Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't know how we got caught off on that, but here's back on track.
Mm.
We're making deals with the commies, Sarah.
Are we?
Yeah.
Which ones? There are a few.
Yeah. No, it's the Russians.
We're making deals with Russia?
The United States and Russia completed a big prisoner swap.
Oh, okay. Well,
they're calling it the biggest in post-Soviet history. Post-Soviet? Really? It feels like
we're trying to get the old Union back together. Feels like it.
We backslid right into that, but okay, if you say so.
Fine.
Anyway, some people were freed who were
being held in Russia. So really, whatever we did to get them freed, I'm for that.
Yep, I am too. And of course, Brittany Griner, you know, popped into the news story saying she's happy that they're free because she had her own experience in Russia. If you remember,
I could never forget it.
Right. So.
Although it was her fault, she did bring weed with her.
Well, I honestly, this is just my own opinion.
Okay.
I don't want any, you know, one to say I'm anti-commie. I kind of am.
Not anti-commie.
I feel like I am. But anyway, my point is I wouldn't go to Russia. I wouldn't play games with that.
I know.
I'm not playing games with that.
They do say, though, like to visit is just.
I'm sure it's spectacular. I'm sure,
beautiful.
You know, the you've seen the architecture.
Oh, my
and
God.
The, oh, that would be, a, you like know.
St. Petersburg. What is the name of that? With that beautiful. Just,
isn't that just the Kremlin?
I thought the Kremlin was just the big brick building.
Oh, I don't know.
I see. There you go.
But
I should go so I can learn all these things.
And I'm not going because I wouldn't risk my freedom ever. I wouldn't do it. But. I'm glad these people have been set free. There was like a multi-country deal.
Oh.
Which is one of those big trades like in the NBA where somehow we end up with this guy and we're like, that guy ends up over there, but then the contract was negated. And then
how interesting.
Very, very big deal.
So a few countries, not just specifically the two of us.
Right.
Made a deal with the commies. All right.
So congratulations on the Americans that are now back on American soil and free.
That's got to be a relief.
One of the quotes was, I will never go back there.
Well, right.
Smart.
Good choice.
Very smart.
We'll never, who asked that? Are you ever going to go back? No, I'm not.
The quote was from Paul Whelan. That's one of the guys who were freed. He said, I will never go back there.
Right.
There was NFL on the TV and most people missed it in general because the Olympics are on and this is preseason football. Unless you have
a pony,
unless you're a Texan
or a
Chicagoan, you're not interested in this. And, but the game actually got called the Hall of Fame game on the NFL last
night. Really?
They say that the lightning and heavy rain ended the game early.
Well, I mean, safety first.
It started and they went, you know what? We don't need more of this game.
No, we can do it. We don't have to have this game.
So anyway, football is back, but it turns out they ended the game early due to weather. So the winner was whoever was in first.
Oh, so it was on. It was underway and they just stopped it.
And they stopped
it.
Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is the parking story that I started, I teased you with an hour ago, and my apologies, sometimes we get off and then we run out of time.
It's true.
I've dealt with this a lot.
Okay.
Parking on a public street in front of your neighbor's place is not a criminal offense.
No, absolutely not.
You are on a public street and you can park wherever you want.
People do hosey their spots, though, in front of their house.
Well, everyone does, and that's actually the point of this. You know, one of the things when we moved into this new building was they said, we're all going to share space. Nobody needs their own space. It's all. You can sit anywhere you want.
Anywhere you like.
Except that view,
take it.
What you notice, if you know anything about people and you do spend any time watching people, is they like their own spots.
They go to their space.
And
their
you
spot
see
that they...
right here outside of our studio, the people take the seat they always take, even though it's not technically theirs.
Right.
That's where they sit.
Right. They've staked out a little territory.
And that's what people like.
Yeah. Well, we like routine and to know what's expected each day.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is where I sit, Holmes.
This is where I sit.
Do me a favor.
Right.
That's the sound. The international sound of get out of my seat is. And there's that. Okay. There's that international symbol of get out of my seat as well.
Oops.
That's
sorry.
Not Nerd Alert.
My finger slipped. Jesus. I really had such high hopes.
While
nice,
most people
board.
Would prefer to park in front of their own home for convenience sake on a busy street, sometimes that's not possible.
Yeah, most times. If you live in the city, forget it. You're lucky to park on your block.
I have absolutely, when I lived in the city, circled my home waiting to get a spot.
Just hoping someone would leave Walgreens so you could pull in there. Yeah, it's in my neighborhood. I live in a little cul-de-sac and the parking wars are real. Like I witnessed one time this lady come tearing out of her house. There's these spots that they've just claimed for their house. And they're sort of at a place where there's a little bridge that goes over a creek.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like room for three cars and it's next to their house. But it is not their. It's just not. And she tore out of her house and she's having it out with some lady who's got her like yoga mat and she's going to walk over the bridge and go over to the yoga studio. And she just, like the lady was practically in tears and she gets in her car and drives off. I'm like, oh
she
my
left.
God. She did.
Why didn't she say, you're not the boss of the regular roadways? No.
Sometimes it's better to just drive off.
Sometimes I do think this though.
But that lady, whoa, they moved out of the neighborhood.
Oh, they're not there anymore?
They're not.
Oh. One of the things you do worry about, though, when you leave your car somewhere, because I've done that in the city where someone, you know, a homeless person will go, I'll watch your car for $5. And you're like, and
here's
if I
10.
Don't, if because... I don't give you five, what happens to my car while I'm gone?
Is well, that... no one knows what will happen to your car if you don't give me $5.
Right. I worry, though, that he will happen to my car if I don't give him the $5. And that's the concern. So, I can see why the yoga lady went, you know what? I don't need this.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, getting screamed at by a wild woman, definitely, I don't know. It's so clearly not your property.
This story starts with a note that was put on a neighbor's car.
Okay.
Would you kindly refrain from parking your vehicle outside my house for days on end? A few hours or a day is acceptable. Although you are, of course, legally within your rights to park outside my home, please have some consideration and park on the opposite side of the road when space is available. Thank you. Now, truth told, my initial reaction is I'm insulted that you even got near my car with your dumb note. That said, that's not the rudest note I've ever heard. Like,
it's not. And
I understand
and even acknowledges
what you're
that, you know, I get it. This is not, it is, it's legal for you to park here. But please, I would like to park my car there and be able to pull in and out and get my stuff out and walk it right up to my house.
So I can understand how someone would have a hostile reaction to that. And yet this person is kind of being okay in the way they
ask. Never either. She's saying a couple hours for a day, what have you. But when the space is available, if you could please park on the other side of the road.
It's not a bad job.
It's not a terrible job.
And yet. Again.
Uh-oh, then what happened?
Well, this note got posted on Facebook by the neighbor who got the note, and plenty of people took up the side of the driver saying that you don't own the streets.
Yeah.
And
parking
really
wars.
You can, and that's what I'm talking about. Parking wars can actually end with that person saying, "Now I will leave that car in front of your house forevermore and go buy a new one.
I'm going to put it on blocks."
I'm going to buy a new car and leave that one there. So I'll drive my car because I'm going to mother bleep you.
Yeah. I wonder if approaching the neighbor would have been better, or if this person is just, because some people are simply unfriendly and not amenable to hearing what other people's problem might be. Like, it does feel like maybe the note was the problem, and that if she had just said, "Oh, excuse me."
And that's it. I'm telling you, the note on the car can be the wrong move because you instantly are in defense
right.
mode. And then I read that letter and went, she's not being completely out of control.
The tone is actually somewhat understanding of what the situation is. And she's really sort of asking for a favor because this person could park on the other side of the road and someone else could just pull into that spot like that. She doesn't know, but she knows it's this neighbor.
I do believe in being respectful to your neighbors, though. And that
you want good neighbors. You want a happy group of neighbors.
I would never. In fact, I would say if you park in front of my house and you're my neighbor and I know you, I'd prefer that to whose car's that?
Exactly.
And why hasn't it left for a long time?
Are you guys allowed to park on your street or do you have to pull into your driveway?
There's parking on the street.
You can park on the street.
A few of my neighbors have had multiple kids go 16
happens
in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And
now there's six cars out in front of their house.
And I just wouldn't want to ever say anything about that. No. I actually believe.
Because your kids are going to go 16
exactly.
at some point.
Exactly.
And it isn't really affecting anything.
Nope. And that's the thing. Sometimes people get principle right up there, you know.
I know.
And it's like, you know, you don't have to though. You could
you don't have to have an opinion.
You could
that.
Actually pay attention to your own life. And you know what it turns out? You probably have more than enough on your plate without right. adding this parking situation.
Sometimes situations like this become the outlet for all your venom. I hate you. Oh, I've been wronged.
One of the best things you can do for your health
is
get a dog.
Oh, really?
A poll
is it because you get out and walk?
It's that. There's a bunch of stuff to it. Yeah. A poll of 2,000 dog owners revealed that almost 40% of Americans reported their emotional health is most improved by their dog, mental and physical health. And it's what you just mentioned, both the love at the doorway when you walk in and those neighborly walks that you do. They get you out of the house because you know your dog needs it. And if you need it, you're likely to go, I'm too busy. But when you know your dog needs it,
you have to.
You go, I got to go do this. And so you do it. Even when it's raining. Even when you're too tired. Even when you don't want to. You go, all right, let's go.
Let's go. Let me get my gear on. Let's get out of here. However, I always hate to hear, like, if someone's teetering on the edge of, should I get a dog? And then they hear a story like that, and then they, like, go get a dog, and they're just not a great... There are dog people. There are people who put their dog's needs first, or they put their dog's needs in the right place. They prioritize this life that they've adopted into their family. It is a part of your family. And there are other people who are like, oh, my God, I really like the little dog. I want one that I can put on my purse. Or, you know, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that either. Maybe you, as long as that dog is loved and cared for. But there are other people who, like, chain a dog in a backyard, and they're sick of it.
Well, that's awful. And certainly, you know, when you hear people say, oh, a dog will get you ready for kids, that's not really true. But one thing it does get you ready for is the all-consuming reality that there's no days off. There's that.
Right.
There's the, and I had days, I remember we were doing appearances or live shows in Napa.
Yep.
And I'm like, I got to get home because the person that helped me with my dog left and I.
That dog's got to whiz at some point.
I got to go pee my dog.
Right.
I got to go. And I got to drive from Napa.
To San Jose.
All the way down. It's
and
a lot.
Even further now. Right.
So anyway, that is part of it. But it's good for your mental and physical health. So consider it.
Dogs are great. Man, there's so many problems with dogs, though. And one, the biggest problem with dogs is they live about 10, 12 years.
Mm.
It is not long enough. It's so, so hard. It's so hard.
707 says, our text number is 800-400-3697. The poll was 2,000 dog owners. Of course they're going to say it's all good. I'm with Sarah and all the other cat ladies.
Listen,
dogs are too needy.
I love dogs. I don't love everybody's dog because some people have not trained their dogs. But I do love dogs. And I always think, I had a dog, Bruno, growing up. And you just don't realize when you're a kid, especially, that, you know, how fast 10 years, 12 years. I think he was like 11 when he died. And it's just, I've always thought, and dogs are work. They're a lot of work. They're worth it. Not everyone's prepared for how much work it is, but man, it's just heartbreaking. And then I watch my friends go through it too. Like, there are those people who are serial dog owners. Oh, they mourn and it's just awful and you feel so bad. And then next thing you know, they got a puppy. And you're like, well, they need that in their life.
It's a thing.
It's a dog person.
707 says, what if you put cones out in front of your house? Is that okay? It's not, but is that a fight you want?
Yeah.
I don't think it's okay, no. But it's, you know, I told you guys.
People do it, though.
I was in a spot where a guy goes, oh, these cones are here. Oh, your cones. I was waiting.
I remember, it was fine.
I didn't want to make a bit, but I did definitely feel like, oh, because your cones are so, you went and stole some street cones.
And you use them to block off your spot that isn't yours because it's on a public street.
Those are fights someone wants to have all day, every day. Let them.
Well,
it's not worth it.
They get to keep their parking spot, I guess. You did move.
I did. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, well, I definitely have that answer here. We're going to dive into the Marvel Comics universe. Will we ever escape?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.